At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jess, welcome to the program and the random question. All right, Jess, what do we have for you? Okay. Out of all the fast food places, what would you say is your favorite fast food meal? So not just the location, but what you like to eat.
Ooh, Del Taco. Ever since moving to Utah, that's kind of become a new favorite.
Do they have, you're down in Utah, they have Del Tacos down there?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of really great different food joints, but Del Taco seems to be probably the most, I would say, prominent.
Okay. Well, never having been there, have you been to a Taco Time?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Between Taco Time and you know, Taco Bell,
yeah.
What is the speed of that?
Oh, well, I would say Taco Bell, you definitely get your food faster. Taco Time, I'm not really a huge fan. Del Taco, yeah, you might wait a minute, but I tell you what, the quality of the food is worth the wait.
Okay.
Now, see, I think Del Taco is closer to a Taco Bell, but I'm also a massive Taco Time Northwest person.
Me too.
Okay.
Me too. But it's not the same as Taco Del Mar, which we used to have.
Correct. Del Taco is its own separate thing.
So I've never been there.
It's what makes it closer to a Taco Time is they have tater tots.
What does Del mean? Because there's Del Mar, Del Taco. I'm just saying, if they're using it that much, I don't know. Because wouldn't that L or La be the?
Of, I believe.
Del. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I have a question for the Ted Smith, if you might.
What's up?
If y'all have a second.
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering, so there was a place back in Tacoma, and it was, you know, it wasn't like a franchise or anything, but they had the best fish tacos that I've ever had, and it was like a Del Taco something. I can't remember the name of it, but this was like over a decade ago, and I tell you what, never had a blackened fish taco the way that I had back home, and it was probably hands down the best fish taco I ever had. I'm talking like Cajun seasoning, flour tortilla, all the fixings.
Jez, is there a question or is this just, you know, you telling about this wonderful place?
That makes everyone hungry.
So, you said you have a question.
Smith might know because he obviously knows good food. So I thought maybe he knew something about it.
Yeah.
And was it a fast food joint or like a sit down joint?
Well, no, it was in the Renton Highlands, and there was always a long line. It was up on Sunset Avenue, if you're familiar with the Renton Highlands.
Oh, up in Renton.
Yeah. Renton. So that's Tacoma. So
very
Renton,
near Tacoma. Not Tacoma. All right. Okay, wow.
Like a Reconcita type thing.
By the way, Del means of the.
Yeah.
So right. Del Taco, of the taco. Okay. And they point out Del Taco does not have tater tots, so they have crinkle fries.
Okay.
Jesus.
People know their
Jesus.
Tacos.
I was getting ready to help her out, you know, down together, because I was like, isn't there a Red Star down there in Tacoma? That
yeah, there is. One
but,
of
you know, yeah. I don't know if there's one near Renton.
Ooh. Red Star might be where I go to dinner tonight. Doesn't it feel like taco weather?
I've oh, you do good. I gotta go.
My buddy Robbie runs that place.
Red Star is very good.
Yeah, might have a great fish taco.
I realized I became a taco authority.
Dude, it's good. It's good hot weather food.
I agree.
You know what I mean? You feel like you can just eat them easier. By the way, the reason we asked what's your favorite fast food meal. You guys got one?
Ooh.
The Arby's roast beef sandwich. Maybe because I just don't eat it a lot.
Well, that includes the curly fries?
And I'm a huge curly fry fan. Mm. Even the horsey sauce, all the stuff. I hate saying that, but all the stuff, man. I can eat Arby's anytime, and I don't nearly do it enough.
This is a tough question. Because Mike might agree with me. There is a very special spot in my heart for a little Taco Bell later in the evening.
Hell yeah.
But consistently, I'm going a breakfast sandwich at McDonald's.
Okay, yeah,
okay. That's a great choice, and I like the McMuffins out of McDonald's. But I think my number one, I'm going on the opposite side there, Ted. I'm going with the Crunchwrap Supreme from Taco Bell. I think I am always in the mood for that bad boy.
Do they still do the Mexican pizza at Taco Bell?
I believe it.
Did
is
they
still
bring
up.
It back then?
Yes,
because there was a point where they stopped. Like, look, I don't hate Taco Bell. It just is what it is. But I would go to Taco Bell specifically to grab two or three of those Mexican pizzas because they went down easy. Came out just as easy. And then at some point, they stopped doing it, and I just stopped going to Taco Bell.
Then they brought it back. It was around for a couple of years. It kind of went back. But I think now it's back again.
Permanent? Like, guys, just make it permanent.
It's like a couple that keeps breaking up.
Guys, look, either figure it out, right?
I knew my Burger King when I was a kid. I knew my McDonald's.
I still love that chicken sandwich at Burger King.
Well,
I know it's not Popeye's, but I think I just grew up on it.
I got a McCrispy at McDonald's over the weekend. It was pretty good. But the most unique one for me, I would love, just looking forward to going to Wendy's, and I would get a single with cheese, and then a chili, follow me on this one, a small fry, and a Frosty. I just thought it was one of the most unique meals you could get, because I got a Frosty,
yep.
I got some chili, I got some French fries.
And you know, the chili, and this is very smart of Wendy's.
I swear to God, it was $6, $5 back in the day.
Their chili meat, it's just the old hamburgers that didn't sell. And I'm like, that is brilliant.
And it's fresh from the day before. Well, it was never frozen.
Fresh from the day before.
I mean, what I'm saying is they take it right after. Yeah, my buddy was a manager. That was a great place to go when he was closing up.
Oh, for sure, man.
Yeah, I mean, you could. That Frosty machine doesn't have a cap on it or a lid. You can just keep pouring it.
I mean,
now, why is it that Wendy's always seems to have an operational Frosty machine, but McDonald's and Burger King, it seems like the milkshake machines go down and someone ends up in a fist fight?
It's specifically McDonald's, the one that's always joked about is that ice cream machine.
Yeah, what is it about? Like, you don't hear that from Wendy's, and they got some thick-ass stuff coming out.
I don't want to guess. I've heard is that it's a pain in the butt to clean.
To clean. So
the earlier you shut it down, the easier you can get out of there. So I think a lot of places might just say, hey, it's broken.
I would. Yeah.
So the story goes on fast food. After a hard day at work or school, it's sometimes easier to just pick up fast food on the way home. And in some states, that reliance on Mickey D's, Burger King, Chick-fil-A, whatever, seems to be more than the rule, than the exception. So Wallet Hub, they ran the numbers on the price of burgers, pizza, chicken sandwiches in all 50 states, added up those costs, then applied the results to the median monthly income in each state, basically to figure out which ones forked over the most money at these oh-so-convenient eateries. So I'm not going to bring up any names, but look, this is the way it works out. I saw a commercial last night for a place that we know very well.
Okay.
That's now going to sell like a $6, $7 sandwich. All right. I know for a fact there's nowhere in this area that we can pick that up for this price. If you're in Oklahoma, you can. If you are in Texas, you can. But like there, you know, you get the coupon sometimes in the.
Not available in your area.
Not available in your area. Guess where we are? The unavailable area. But I was watching that commercial last night. I'm like, you can't buy that for $6.99. I know better than that.
There should almost be like a hard rule.
It's a whole meal.
Like, look, man, I understand. Like, during sporting events in particular, every fast food chain is going to advertise the crap. Cool. But I do feel like, look, if you live in an area that does not have Sonic, somehow that commercial does not play in your area, right?
Right.
You know, Dunkin' Donuts all the time. Yeah, come down to Dunkin'. Yeah. Love to. We live in a major-ass city, but they're not here. And I see these commercials for years where you're like, I just want to try this one thing that they're advertising and you can't do it.
Okay. So what they did was they came up with a list of the states that eat the most fast food and the states that eat the least. So most like...
Do we go with Ted's theory here?
Happy football.
Most like happy states and all those things, you know, where you get the poorest states, worst dental care states. West Virginia is number 5. Good guess.
Mississippi.
Mississippi is number 1.
Alabama.
Yes. Alabama number 7. Correct. You're 3 for 3.
Louisiana. Mississippi.
What was that? Mississippi number 1.
Louisiana?
Louisiana is number six, correct?
Georgia?
So, Georgia not in the top ten.
Damn. South Carolina.
What have we skipped over here? We got Alabama. We got
hang on, dude. What about Tennessee?
Tennessee is not on the list.
Should we leave SEC country or just be smarter?
I mean, you're kind of down there.
Florida?
Florida not on the list.
Kentucky.
Kentucky is on the list. That's it. Get least affluent.
Yeah.
Still SEC schools?
Iowa. What?
Iowa? Nope. Iowa not on the list.
Texas?
Texas not on the list.
Nope. Not too bad. Much barbecue.
Yeah,
man.
Too much good food down there, I think. All the other states were New Mexico, Arkansas, Montana, Oklahoma.
That's the one I couldn't think of.
And Vermont.
Montana.
Vermont?
It's got to be per capita.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just not enough people in Montana to be at the top of this list.
Right. So Maryland does very well health-wise, so they make the least list, which is surprising because Marylanders don't eat anything.
That really surprises me, man.
I think, again, though, there's enough like little mom and pop shops.
That is very
like
true.
For instance, one night it was late. My sister and her friends wanted to order fast food, and I said, no, we're going to order from a local place.
Yeah, it was
delicious.
Right. Massachusetts, number 10, as far as people who don't go out and eat fast food.
All right.
New Jersey, 9, which makes sense because New Jersey's got great food.
Everything, yeah.
You don't need to go to one of those places.
Hey, you got to go to a sandwich shop and get yelled at.
Exactly.
Connecticut. What kind of ham?
I asked three times. No, you didn't.
True story. Happened to me. Great
toasted.
Sub.
Toasted.
I don't know. I don't know. It's an Italian sub. Just put some ham on it.
What kind of ham? Like ham, man.
And I said, what kind of ham you got? We got capicola. We got this. We got that. Jesus Christ.
I don't know the difference.
Put ham on it.
Would you know the difference?
No. Capicola spicier.
Connecticut is one of the states that eats the least amount of fast food. Utah, New Hampshire, Minnesota, Maryland, Virginia, Colorado, number two. And the number one state that eats the least amount of fast food would be Washington State.
Really?
Washington State.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like there are areas that have fast food establishments.
For sure.
But once you get east over the mountains, you have to be in Spokane. You need to be in Yakima. You need to be in Pullman. You need to be in one of
those.
You
got to be on 90.
Yeah.
You guys would have lost your mind in Orlando, where we stayed. We weren't downtown. Or somewhere near Disney, somewhere near Universal, because every street there is named either Disney or Universal. Anyway, they had a Hooters.
Nice. So
didn't make it in. We just didn't have time, but we're like, ooh, we really want to go to Hooters. Olive Garden saved our life, but those are everywhere. But Ted, the big one, my wife got super excited, and we didn't go, but a sit-down Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah, that's old school.
And I mean, like, it's all right there. I told Miles, it's like you took every suburb in this country, put it in a pinata, and broke it over Orlando. They had every, like, places you forgot existed.
Yeah, you know, like a Sizzler.
Yeah, dude, stuff like that, right? I mean, there's stuff for old people, there's stuff for young people, but if you've heard of it before, if there's a TV commercial, Orlando had it. And I mean,
they have a Long John Silver's.
They got everything. Seriously, like we were like, this is unbelievable. It's almost...
Keep asking them, Miles. I know you got a couple more. Yeah.
They have an Arthur Treacher's.
No Arthur Treacher's, I'm afraid.
Right. We got to see if there's any of those, period.
What was the hot dog commercial I saw the other night for some hot dog chain? Maybe with a... Was it Wiener Schnitzel?
Yeah. It's a hot dog chain.
Is that a chain?
Where are they?
Feel like the mall.
Okay. All right. So it's that kind of thing. By the way, there's Nathan's everywhere down there.
Yep. I've never been to one.
Me neither. I was unaware that Nathan's existed outside of New York. So everywhere we walked in, I'm like, there's another freaking Nathan. They have Nathan's hot dogs like everywhere else has a McDonald's. It was everywhere. Never got a hot dog from there, though.
I think my first one, if I can find it, is a Texas Roadhouse.
Do not recall seeing Texas Roadhouse in Orlando.
Oh. I thought about it when I was driving by JBL then. I'm like,
hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I wonder if I could just go up to the gate and try to talk my way in.
So it's physically
in. Yeah, in the.
So we can't just drive there and say, hey, look.
I don't know.
We're just here for Texas Roadhouse. Do all the security stuff you got to do, but honest to God, man.
Do I want to be patted down for Texas Roadhouse or whatever they're going to do, even if they would let you in?
Yes.
Like, I'd be willing to do that, man. Spread them. I'm really? Like, for a baked potato?
For Texas Roadhouse?
Look, if I really want a Texas Roadhouse, and they say, look, you can go in here, but understand, you're going to go through all the security protocols. We're like, cool, it's no different than the airport, right? You go through all this crap.
It's a restaurant.
I know, but at the airport, I go to Hudson freaking News. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
There's one in Bellingham now.
Okay.
A Texas Roadhouse.
But I'm down in Tacoma more. So, Mike, you want to go to Texas Roadhouse? That's the closest one. Do you really want to drive 4 hours to Bellingham to go to a Texas Roadhouse?
No. I'd rather have somebody sneak me in on the base.
By the way, there are a couple of Wiener Schnitzel locations in Tacoma.
There is. There's one around the Fife area.
Yeah, someone said Fife as well. Honestly, man, I'd never heard of this.
Oh, yeah. It's fine.
It's a hot dog chain?
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, what is it about there? Like, how many different versions? Is it just like pick your own toppings? Or
I was in there once, and they do have hot dogs like McDonald's has burgers. Like, would you like it this style? Would you like it that style? Would you like the number one?
Two? McDonald's is limited. Like, do you want one patty? Do you want two? Would you like cheese on them? Would you like lettuce, pickles? And, right, and you're kind of done.
Right. Like, it says it's not extensive. Like, right.
Well, here's the key about Florida. Florida exists on, because there's so many different working hours of, you know, the general population.
Yeah.
Whether they're in tourism, whether they're in whatever they're in. So the Waffle House is open 24 hours a day.
That is correct.
So you go to Waffle House, you know, at midnight if you want to. 12:30. You get off shift, you get out of the bar, wherever you are, you go to Waffle House. You can also go to Perkins.
Mm-hmm.
They also have...
Wait, is Perkins 24 hours?
Oh, yeah.
I'll be damned.
Denny's down there.
I did not know.
Denny's is 24 hours because that's their competition.
Sure.
So everyone that lives in that world, they're open 24 hours. The Towson-type diner that you used to go to.
Yeah, love Towson Diner.
Well, they have those kind of diners with a different name.
Yeah.
But they're open 24 hours a day. So the difference is, man, that mid-level tier place where you can go and sit down and get something to eat, they've got like 9 of them. You know, Hooters will close at midnight or 11 or whatever the deal is. But
they rolled until 2, man.
Yeah.
At least where we were. It just, like I said, I'm across the street smoking a cigarette, and it's just like suburbia, as far as you can see. But I'm like, I know every single restaurant I'm looking at here. I have not seen some of these in like 30 years.
So where did you actually order food from?
Well, because we had so many kids with us. And so there's 9 boys on this team. And as parents, we are smart enough to know, like, do not ask them what they want, because they'll be here for an hour and a half sorting it all out. So we just said, Olive Garden. They're all in for Olive Garden. Now, keep in mind, we did not physically leave the hotel. There's an embassy suite, so they have this massive kind of atrium and a lobby thing. We just commandeered a table. Olive Garden delivers this food. And everyone just got regular crap, right? Their pasta, this, that, and the other. But because so many people ordered, they gave us more breadsticks than you would think Olive Garden even has in one location. Look, Olive Garden, I don't know how many breadsticks you have on hand, but it was unbelievable. Now, I'll put it this way, Ted. So we're there for 3-4 days.
They are good.
They're super good. So we sit down. Everyone eats a few breadsticks because they're there. They're still hot. We eat our meals. Everyone takes some breadsticks home with them. I go up to our room. It's about midnight. And my son's in there hanging out with 2 of his buddies. Open the door. They're playing video games. They're eating breadsticks. All right, cool. The next morning, we get up. Me and our friends back down to the lobby. They're like, my son will be down in a minute. He's eating breadsticks. And we realize everybody probably, this is no joke, everyone had at least 18 to 30 extra breadsticks in the room. And the kids are mealing these things. So on one of the other nights, we got Olive Garden again, and we had to tell them no breadsticks. Like, we have breadsticks for days, man.
I have stopped outside. I have stopped just to pick up breadsticks and salad once. There's a girl I was dating, her dad. That's what they like, the breadsticks and salad.
But he'd love this.
Same thing, yeah.
You know what else they have down there? They have barbecue chains. Mm-hmm. Seattle's got great barbecue. It's, you know, individually owned. It's expensive. Look, if you go to a gas station, get good barbecue, get great barbecue. Down there, they have, like, Famous Dave's and
Oh, yeah, they got everything.
Like chain barbecue places.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.